All right. We'll call the regular meeting of the Rural Healthcare District to order for November 14th. And the first thing on our agenda is to approve our agenda. So I want to be able to add Don DeVore, supposed to show up around 4:30 or so. He wants to talk about the firewalls that we have. And then I need to visit a little bit about that payroll tax that we voted on for the at the last meeting.
You want to do that under new business?
Yeah. And then I don't know if this needs to be on there, but maybe not. But I know the ambulances need to get their licenses. And with that certificate of liability, the state's kind of changed their date around or something. But anyway, we should maybe talk about that just for public information.
And does
anybody else have any things for the agenda?
Do you want to strike the RFP contract for architects?
We can, yeah.
Because
just table that.
Be new board members to really be dealing with that.
I'm good with that. Okay. Anything else? Okay.
I move that we approve the agenda with the changes listed, striking number one under old business, adding under new business three, Don DeVore's, discuss firewalls, four, payroll tax question, and five, license plates for the ambulances.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. And then the next, and Carrie, I'll let you talk when we get to that. The next thing is to review the vouchers. That takes a while.
Okay, should we all just send them?
Yeah, let's go okay. This way.
Yeah. That should all be Buffalo.
Casey's.
Do
you want me to just give this to Jim and then I'll do Casey's last
for the building that you said put in?
How are you going to do
that'll work and then they'll all end up right here.
When I
do Casey's.
Wait.
What
the odds are?
I don't know.
That one I don't know if I need to discuss.
So, doesn't really.
There is. If you have a question, let me know.
Okay.
There's one check on here that's on the top for the district, and it's to Peak Motor, and it's we had a statement for a check they never received dated back in May. So I looked back, it's never cleared, so I rewrote a check to replace that check. So apparently they never received the check that was sent.
Okay.
So we'll have to do a stop payment.
Yeah, I was going to say you can do a stop payment.
Okay.
Do you want to sit here? Come over here and sit down.
No, you didn't want to.
Marilyn and I can reach across to each other, across the aisle.
So to speak.
So to speak, yeah.
Let's see. So, Crosby, you sign these? These vouchers?
I've never seen the voucher. Well, I guess I have. I got an email copy.
That's what we had been doing before. Yeah, you would sign them for Casey.
Hey, Marie, where are you at?
I'm in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yeah.
feel like I'm dealing cards, Scott.
Yeah. That's where Marie is. She's dealing cards.
Yeah, Marie's
probably. No, I'm not.
I can hear this cha-ching, cha-ching thing, Marie.
Right.
I'm actually texting while I'm waiting for you guys.
No, I'll finish them off.
Oops, where's the voucher to this one?
Huh?
There's a, I don't have a voucher on that one.
Are we done with Casey? No.
Just about. Powder River Energy, man, that's a big old bill.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay. And then I guess we'll want Crosby to see those KC ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is.
Computer consultant, we got two checks up there.
And there's the, where did the KC ones? Mark, are you doing KC?
Yep.
Oh, Scott's already signed
them.
And,
I'm going to put them
so
back in this one.
Back in there, you
thank you, sir.
Yep.
All
right, I wonder what happens to these. That's the second check we've had to stop payment on. This motor coach thing for?
That was the deer strike, was it? I think.
Was it a buck?
Huh?
Was it a buck?
And so this is what insurance didn't cover?
Or parts they had to order, right? There's something about a flange that I support.
Computer bookkeeping? Oh, paper ink, okay. All right.
Oh, there's our laptop, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to need a copy of that because I'm going to have to send that in to get reimbursed.
Yeah, we're getting $1,000 back or something.
Mm-hmm.
How was it down there? How warm was it down there when you left?
It was way warmer than this, I can tell you that. Damn,
this is good. The winds have been awful. When did you get back?
Oh, Sunday. Sunday. For the election, anyway.
Just the time.
Yeah.
When are you headed out?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tonight.
I think 1st of January, probably. Too many grandkids around and stuff. So. Too many holiday stuff.
You're going to stay for the stay over for Thanksgiving here, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Christmas.
It's good. I just didn't know where I was going to have Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, I still have that beer, so I can get that for you.
I can't believe you had got that used
up.
Well,
we were gone for a while. That's the only reason.
I haven't been able to afford one since then. There's the AC folder. That's Buffalo folder.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see any problems there at all. I requested that one about the repair.
Oh, I
did. Which one?
The repairs, then the towing. I thought we had insurance for towing.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah, there's two there.
Yeah, one's the towing. Dave, we don't have any insurance for towing on those ambulances. We don't have insurance for towing on that ambulance.
The folder.
$700.
These are all done? Yeah, so those are KC, so.
Okay, that's what cost we need to sign the vouchers.
And once
you sign the insurance.
If they're Buffalo EMS, Dave does.
Well, this is what, yeah.
Oh, you know what? If it's district wide, I have to now.
Might want to look at that and see if we.
We change that around.
So would that be this
one? I got to sign all those.
Are there more in here?
There's several districts.
Well, anyway,
if it's district wide,
we don't have that check on.
That pile, probably.
She was wondering about one she needed to sign as claimant.
Dave suggests we hold those two checks out on the one on the towing.
Well, I'm wondering about the insurance.
Well, the towing and the other, he said he'll find out about
them. Yeah,
I've never seen them fill.
So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, there's a couple here.
Oh, we got messed up. That's a KC.
So if they're district wide, I have to sign the claimant.
That one?
Right now. I think they're probably all, aren't they?
Wow.
Getting them all back.
Yeah. That's okay. I kind of spaced that.
Oh, and that one only has one signature, so that one is.
I'll sign that.
Old habits are hard to break. Did you pull the two? Dave said to pull. You need to pull those two peak.
Oh, are you? You don't want to pay those at this time?
No, I thought it was the towing one.
The towing and the repair. We want to find out about it before some checks. Like Dave will get back. You can check with him. You can look.
We going to pull up and see what's all the motive to Ed's body shop.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Those look like parts on those windows. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that it was towing, but
there's one for
towing. There's one for towing.
Yeah.
Ed's would have charged us what they
quoted us, and the insurance company has already reimbursed.
Okay, so that one's okay.
Yeah, but the towing is...
The towing one, okay.
Thanks, Kurt.
I guess that...
So did you get the reimbursement?
Just hold the towing one.
How's that work?
We haven't received any recently, no.
She said Ed's Body, the insurance reimbursed us for Ed's Body Shop?
The insurance paid what they would pay, and then this is the part we had to pay, I guess.
Yeah, but where's the, when we receive a check for that?
I signed the book.
I'm looking for the tow.
I mean, it might have been the last four, actually.
What was the towing company? What was it?
Expert Towing.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I don't know what that was. We were trying to find that one.
And this Pete motor coach, it's cowling, bent cowling, that was from the accident? Or is that just something else?
I don't see an expert in this.
I don't have it.
Is it one of the gas?
Like putting socks in the dryer.
Here's Peak. Here's Buffalo's. It's district-wide trees. Did it get in KC's vouchers?
Remember writing one.
I didn't see one, so there's a towing that's listed on something else.
I saw a towing. I think that's what it was.
Okay, are we squared away then?
I think so.
All right, so are there any questions on the vouchers?
You want a motion to approve the vouchers?
Okay.
I'll so move.
I'll second it.
All those in favor of the vouchers as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, vouchers are approved.
I wonder if we need to amend that to say, except for the towing.
Oh, you know, you probably should.
Yeah, so I'd like to amend that motion to not include the towing bill.
Or the Peak Motor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Peak Motor. Those two.
Both those are Peak.
They were.
I thought I saw one for $700-some.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Don't remember writing one.
I saw it. I saw it for towing.
Can we just amend it? Does it not pay the towing bills?
Yeah, it does not pay the towing bill.
Okay. All those in favor of that motion amended, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
So are you okay with sending this check for Peak Motor that's to replace the check?
The one that we have to stop payment on, yeah, we can go ahead and send. Yep. Okay, moving on. The minutes, moving to minutes.
I've read them.
Huh?
I've read them.
Yeah, me too. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Read.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of the minutes as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
That may be signed.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I guess I can answer that insurance question. An extrinsic kind of injury to the car, like running into something,
or hitting a deer or having a wreck, they would pay. But if it's something mechanical, they don't pay for the tow.
Oh, that was the transmission, the
transfer case.
Transfer case. Oh, that's, I thought it was that deer's transfer case.
It's just an answer.
Okay.
Timed that about right, didn't you?
So.
Well, what's the purpose of having the towing insurance? If you break down, you can't get towed because it's mechanical.
Yeah.
Get an attorney on that, and the guy say, fuck that.
There you go.
And we could write a law about that, too.
That's right.
Can we write a law about almost anything? Jim, you want to initial this?
I didn't.
That one there.
That is goofy.
I'm going to initial that.
Careful, this.
Who's our insurance with?
North Wyoming. Northern Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to initial those two things and give them back to Teresa. Okay. View and approve the treasurer's report.
Well, the cash flow statement, both the cash flow statements I usually refer to, and the first time I remember we're ahead on revenues.
Yeah.
And that's good. And I didn't see anything on the expenses that were out of line for Buffalo or KC. Unless somebody has some questions, I think it'll stand as presented.
Anybody have any questions on the treasurer's report?
I move we approve the treasurer's report.
Second.
All those in favor of the report as given, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Teresa has been having her, she's brought the bank statements for board members to review and initial. I've already looked at them, but we're supposed to be looking at these bank statements. So, once the checking and once the money market.
And did you want clarification or just discussion on the summary?
Yeah, let's do that now before we move on to the Buffalo Director's Report, because that's kind of under treasure stuff.
Yeah, so I just handed that out to you. It's just a little summary that I put together for the out-of-county transfers that have gone through the end of October. And all that have been invoiced, you can see that they're individualized as per the month that they were invoiced out. And the total invoiced was $397,022.98. We have been paid, the district has been paid through November 1st, $380,049.41 worth. That credit back and the additional fee, that shouldn't say additional fee, that is what Medicare actually paid when it's submitted to QuickMeds, then Medicare pays a portion of that, and so that's, and Carrie could probably further explain, but it ends up being a credit, yeah, it's still income that the district is receiving on those charges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so you'll see that you'd already paid to Buffalo EMS the two checks, the $4,284.51, and then the $17,145.49, and the $8,553.42. Those were already paid out to Buffalo EMS. And then you just signed a check today for the other three payments.
Mm-hmm.
And what was owed to them is summarized down below for the July invoices, the August invoices, and the September invoices.
Good report, thank you.
Thank you.
And then the little note in the yellow is just showing that's the balance that's due from Shared Memorial for invoices that were just billed November 7th.
Okay, thanks, Teresa.
That's good, Teresa, for your report.
Okay. Anything else regarding treasures or money? Okay. We'll move on to the Buffalo Director's Report.
October, we had 84 calls, 68 were medical, 16 were trauma. We had four transfers, one to Casper, one to Sheridan, two to the airport, and we had only one was a nurse transfer, and we had four out-of-county transfers. So we had a total of 9 transfers altogether. The in-town calls were 65, out-of-town were 19, 72 were residents, 12 were non-residents, and 5 canceled calls, 21 patient refusals, that's a lot for a month, 5 standbys, 3 DOAs, and 2 trauma team activations. So it was a fairly busy month for October. 32 Medicare, 2 were Medicaid, 4 were insurance, 8 were self-pay, and 2 were the VA. 1 was a Title 25.
So, Dave, so that Title 25, that's just a freebie, right? I mean, the county doesn't pay. Does Sheridan, was that for Sheridan or Johnson County?
This is Johnson County.
Yeah.
So there's really, you don't get to collect any money on that. You don't get any money for.
If we decide to turn that into the county attorney's office.
Do you?
County attorney's office is my artist, and they will pay for them if we turn it into.
Okay, so you did turn it in, or no?
We have not. The agreement has been between the rural health and the county attorney. Last time we spoke to Tucker Ruby was he would like us to determine what the cost is and send a bill that would represent the cost rather than what we would bill just anyone if insurance were to pay the fee. QuickMed claims, as of now, do not turn in Title 25s to the county attorneys.
So how do you...
We have in the past, and they have been not paid. So I don't know
that
they've been paid. Yes.
Do you know how much it would have amounted to?
Well, it would have been a $6,880 bill. If the QuickMed claim bills out the regular amount, but I think we can work an agreement. Is what
to our actual cost?
Yes, actual cost. So that
isn't that our actual cost? That.
No.
We're building in profit
we're
in there.
We're billing $40 a mile. We don't, it doesn't cost us that to run an ambulance.
But I don't ever.
Well, it might.
I'm not sure.
It might.
I agree with that.
I don't really ever remember us having a conversation about this with Tucker.
I don't.
I don't know who.
I don't either. I don't know how long he's been around, though.
But.
No, I don't either.
Well, we've had several conversations, and Barry remembers, and we also had this conversation with the Sheriff's Department.
We, meaning.
At the Rural Health. We were at a meeting at the hospital. I'm sure you were there a number of years ago, but we've also talked about it here. And it was in this room that Tucker said, I would like to have costs.
It's been a while. It's been quite some time ago.
What is a Title 25? I mean, I'm assuming it's just somebody who cannot pay at all.
No, a Title 25 is...
mentally incompetent.
Okay.
Someone's your title, your award at the state.
Oh, okay.
And the county is responsible for the costs associated with the title. And so this is sort of it's a big issue not only in Johnson County. This is an issue statewide. And the counties end up paying for these Title 25s, and they're very expensive. And it's not just ambulances. It's not just ambulance or EMS service. It's it's hospital service, and then we have to pay, the county has to pay the first 72 hours once they go to WBI or whatever facility they go to. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars per person to get the treatment they need, and it's just, it's a problem we got to fix. I mean, and I'm not sure the rural health care districts should be shouldering a bunch of costs either, but I know Tucker's been, and to his credit, has been trying to figure out a way that the hospital isn't losing money, that you guys aren't losing money, but yet the county isn't paying out tens of thousands of dollars for each person that we title, because no one, these people need help, and the only way to get them help often is to do the title. But then the second they're titled, costs are just rolling in.
So right now it's just easier to just not bill it?
Well, what? I don't know. I mean, I think it's a conversation that we need to continue to have amongst not only the hospital, you know, the hospital district, the rural health care district, and the county. The sheriff's involved. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts.
Does, so like with the billing company, do they know that's a Title 25? How do they know what to bill and not bill?
Well, for the Title 25, most bill Medicaid, and Medicaid will write off 90% of it. And Teresa can go into Quick Med Claims and
hello
see this. And Medicaid,
hey, somehow I lost you.
Okay.
Medicaid will deny payment.
Okay.
Because they do not pay anything for those transfers. But they will acknowledge that they received the claim, and then they do a write-off or a contractual amount is what they call it, that you have to take off the books immediately. And it's my experience that when I did submit a bill to the county attorney's office many, many years ago, they needed proof that everyone denied payment, including the person, and that they had no proof, or they couldn't pay. And those stipulations were very difficult for us to get into, to ask, what is your financial situation?
Yeah, okay. And well, I kind of opened a can of worms there, well, but I was just...
And it was more of a, when we didn't have very many.
Yeah, but now that we're, y'all doing more of these type,
now we're
behavioral
paid,
and...
We're paid for the Sheridan Memorial Hospital
title. That's what, okay.
So Sheridan Memorial pays the Title 25 cost.
Sheridan Memorial Hospital has, they explained to me, they receive at the beginning of their budget year a stipend, and they don't, it's not like, and when it's gone, they still pay, but they do receive some from the county attorney's office in Sheridan for titles, and they receive it up front, knowing that it's going to grossly go over that amount. But that's how Sheridan then is obligated to pay those remaining fees.
They have a set agreement with Sheridan County. I mean, ultimately the county attorney's office has to sign off because they do the titles, but it's through the commissioners. They have a set of, they have a contract, the hospital does, with the county, and they just get a set amount of money every year to help offset the Title 25 cost. But that includes not only transportation, there also includes holding people within the hospital.
Okay.
So they don't charge, for example, which is different than here. The hospital up there doesn't charge on a per patient basis. They just get a stipend. They use that money to cover Title 25, whether that's housing people within the hospital overnight or whatever until they can find them a bed, or transportation, as Carrie said, she's right on about that.
I mean, I wonder if there's something we could work out similar, where we get a stipend from county,
and then we use it or don't use it, maybe. It doesn't seem like we should have to bear that. I mean,
there's a guy in the back you can ask back.
Yeah, I see that, yeah. But, and I don't think it should be unreasonable coming out of wherever it came from that we have to come up with all kinds of information that's hard to get to boot. I mean, what the heck? That makes it so what? It's all on our back? I don't think that's fair, but.
Well, I guess that's something.
So who's going to bill this? Are we going to bill it or not bill it?
No.
Well, they've billed Medicaid, and Medicaid says it's a contractual allowance right off this much. QuickMed Claims does not forward it to the county attorney's office. I guess if we have a title, then we follow it along, and then we could send a bill for what Medicaid says is an allowable cost. And that's something that
we should. I like the Sheridan idea.
Me too.
Simplify it a lot. Just get a set amount and what they can afford in their budget and then deal with it.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll put that on the agenda for a further discussion. See what we can come up with.
I see Don's here. Come on.
Yeah. Let's do the KC director's report.
Month October, at 12 total calls, transported 11 patients, 2 trauma, 6 medical, 2 standbys, and 2 canceled prior to going en route.
Any questions for Crosby?
How's the ambulances operating? Any problems with it mechanically?
As of today, 264 has a water pump going out of it, so I'm trying to get a price on that. We don't. I guess we have not fixed everything on the ambulance, but we're getting close.
Well, that happens. How many miles is on yours? 264? Is it on here?
Yeah, 36,000.
I don't see it on
here. It's 36.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Anything else for Crosby? Okay. Hearing none. We will move on to old business. And since Don's here, I'd like Bill just move him up, and then we can talk about the nitrous oxide after he does his thing. Okay, Don. So the reason I asked Don to come up is to explain about the firewalls that we have in KC and at the funeral home, and he says they're at end of life, and so I wanted him to explain what that is all about and how it's set up and so on. So, Don.
Okay. So, the Rural Healthcare District has 2 firewalls, 1 in KC and 1 in Buffalo, that I think the original intent was that they would provide connectivity to dispatch so that maps and information about the call could be printed at a printer in the ambulance barn. That went, Marilyn and I thought it would be close to 4 years ago those new firewalls went in. The situation now is that the manufacturer of those firewalls is sunsetting that model and is, they call it end of life. It was originally set to be the end of the year that those devices are end of life, and so we've renewed support through December 31st for the 2 current devices. So I talked to Marilyn this morning and said, we need to do this, and what do you want to do? The replacement in KC is straightforward. You go with it. Right now it's their lowest end model called a T10, and we'll replace it with a new lowest end model called a T20. The situation in Buffalo, though, is more complicated. I wasn't part of the team that installed the firewall, but somehow the firewall that the Rural Healthcare District owns runs all of the network and internet at 351 North Adams, including Harness Funeral Home, Buffalo EMS, the apartments. Everything runs through the Rural Healthcare District firewall. So the question to Marilyn today was, what do you want to do to replace that firewall? Do you want to take it down to the bare bones where it only supports the printing functionality, which I think was the original intent, or do you want to go with a higher end model that will support everything that the firewall is currently doing? The lower end model firewall is $1,590, so there would be one in Buffalo, one in KC if you went that route, or if you went with a higher end model to support the additional work that the one in Buffalo, that firewall is $2,860.
Wow. $1,590?
Yes.
That's for KC.
For KC, right. Yeah. And possibly Buffalo, unless the board wants to continue with your partner. Carrie?
Carolyn, we do not need an additional firewall. The reason it remained in there when we did some reconfiguring is because we were on a network, it needed to be, but we're prepared to purchase our own firewall, and Rural Health does not need to be involved with that.
Okay.
So we'll still be secure,
right?
But on our own, on our end.
Okay.
Would that protect Rural Health?
Well, it will protect the Buffalo EMS.
We'll have to do our own.
But we'll do.
Do our own.
We still okay.
Yeah.
You do the KC, mm-hmm. And then I don't.
So it'd be the $1,590 for Buffalo. For the print. Yeah.
For each one.
And the and then what that would do is that would protect the printer that they use for dispatch to send out. Yeah. And
it creates a secure, it's called a tunnel between law enforcement and that printer, so that when a call comes in for Buffalo, the dispatch hits a button and it prints that map and report in the ambulance barn. And so it allows that communication between the secure law enforcement system and the printer.
Mm-hmm.
Why do ours have to be separate between KC and Buffalo?
Because they're in different locations.
We've got the same firewalls in five locations with our banks.
That's not how it works.
Maybe we do have five different firewalls?
Yeah. It's a physical, it's a box that plugs in.
Tells you what I know.
You turn the car on, yeah.
So you
Well, then, I know this technical stuff's so expensive. It's not something we budgeted for.
Well, it's needed. Do you need a motion?
I think it would be better to have a motion.
The two basic ones would be purchased and installed in KC and Buffalo.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion?
Creates the tunnel between law enforcement has to be secure. So that's why the firewall needs to be secure.
Call the question.
Well, I don't know if she has a question or if what?
From the secure system.
The motion on the floor.
All right. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
You're opposed?
She said aye.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Motion carries. So we'll get that in the works. Thanks, Don, for coming and explaining it, because I wouldn't have been able to.
You're welcome.
Obviously, I couldn't either.
And Scott wouldn't have been able to either.
We're just going to do one.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, moving on to the, we tabled last time the question about purchasing a portable nitrous oxide unit. And so we need to figure out what we're going to do there, I guess, unless you want to wait till the December meeting with the new board. But this is the unit.
Dr. Schuler was here a minute ago.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd be here, but...
And I can speak to that as well. I know the question at the last meeting was, the board thought that he had rejected the nitrous oxide for KC, when in fact, I have in our minutes, March 8th, 2021 was the first time nitrous oxide was brought up, and it said Crosby is getting pricing for a pain management system, nitrous oxide. And then June 14th, Michelle reported that Dr. Schuler approved the use of nitrous oxide for KC. The next action was July of that year, Marilyn Conley suggested getting nitrous oxide for both services.
Mm-hmm.
And then August 1st, 2021 was when Dr. Schuler wrote a protocol approving nitrous oxide and how to administer. The only time where he mentioned was October 11th, 2021. He mentioned anything about pain medication issues. It wasn't with nitrous oxide. It was with paramedic level pain medicines. Okay. And so he has that particular machine, that portable machine. He's previewed it. And
I move we purchase it.
I have some questions.
Yeah, okay.
So just from my research on them, they have to be secured, just like they got to be locked up. So you have to have a way to store it and keep it locked up. And I'm sure you've thought all this, and then the way it's secured in the ambulance is pretty important. And then the other reports that I've read on it is some of the protocols don't allow you to use it in the back of the ambulance. They have it written that you can use it outside or in the person's home. But the concern is, and I know it has a valve on it, that if they don't breathe it in, but I think it's for possible leakage that... they want to make sure that the exhaust system in the back of the ambulances are really good. And so I was just curious about storing it, because it has to be locked up. And then I was wondering what the cost is on the... Do you get that nitrous oxide from, like, Norco or somewhere?
Yeah, our supplier is American Welding.
Okay.
And didn't get a price quote, but I did speak with them about that and securing it, and they gave a very easy way to secure extra bottles of that. However, you're right, in an ambulance, locking it away and then also making sure it's not a trajectory within the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
It would be much easier to have an ambulance built around that type of, you know, which they have compartments for that. We would have to kind of make and clear out a compartment that has lock, which isn't difficult to do. And I think Dave or Dennis can speak to the back of the ambulance more so than I. And I understand your concerns about the, because I read those too. Those are
pretty standard.
Standard,
yeah.
Questions was, well, can it affect the EMTs?
If you have it stored in an ambulance and that ambulance is out, what happens if you have a second ambulance that needs to go out that needs it?
This is just buying one portable unit. We have to buy one per ambulance if you want it. And I think it was on a trial, you know, to see if it was even worth it, you know. And I think waiting for Dr. Schuler to answer some of those questions would be fine.
He's ER doc today, so.
Yeah, that's what he said. So if you had extra bottles, where would you, because they'd have to be locked up too.
Right, they'd be locked up with, the American Welding said that they have
some cages or something they can.
And cage, yeah. So basically it would be a cable with some kind of a code.
So that would be in addition to the, like installation, I mean.
Well, that's going to be pretty much a cable with a lock on it.
So there wouldn't be any additional charges to the rural health care district over this $3,700? Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what that would be. Dennis, Dave, do you know where it might go?
In the ambulance? I've got a couple of ideas in the ambulance that it's lockable, yes. We might have to run a tube from outside to inside to get it inside. There's even a possibility of putting the kit inside in one of the compartments and actually locking one of the doors. The size is what I'm not positive of, but locking the ambulance system up isn't a big problem. All of our outside doors lock, mounting a bracket in with the oxygen compartment, and we could lock that door. It is lockable, mm-hmm. So that's not a huge problem. The cage inside the ambulance barn next to the oxygen tanks, we could put a small cage in there and have it locked for the spare bottles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit of time and ingenuity to make it work in an ambulance that was not designed for this.
Yeah.
Added security, and it will be no different if you had paramedic system with lockable compartments for all of your drugs. That's going to have to come with the new ambulances that needs to be designed in.
Is there additional training you have to go through to administer, do all the EMTs, will they have to go through additional training?
They will. Dr. Shooter's already wrote a protocol for that, but it's a matter of turning the oxygen on, turning the nitrous on, and the machine actually does the mixing, and it'll be a self-administrated drug,
right.
So the person sucks on it, and when they're done breathing, it quits flowing.
And it's just probably disposable airflow units that you'll have to get.
And you guys' experience, how often, percentage-wise, would that get used? Well, I'm sure quite a bit, but.
Oh, not probably as much as you might guess. Maybe 5%. Don't you think, Dennis? 5 or 10% of the out of a year. Yeah, maybe a little more. Mm-hmm. But it's just a matter of we go on the mountain for car wrecks, and when you bring somebody down with a busted femur, it would help. So it's not necessarily a matter of how many times you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have the drug when you need the drug to administer it?
That's kind of the same.
Especially the person bouncing around in the back.
Right.
As long as it's kept safe, I think it's a good idea. You know, I came off the mountain with a dislocated elbow and duct taped to a piece of firewood. I really wish I'd had some.
So that was the same argument with the paramedics having fentanyl.
Yes. But once again, you're going to have to secure that also.
It's already done. I'm just saying that was one of the impetuses for getting that.
Do you have enough information to buy this or not?
I think so. I mean,
how do you feel?
I'm pretty adamant.
Do you think all the questions are answered enough to go ahead and buy one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you move me the motion. I'll second it.
Okay.
It's going to be like $3,700.
Well, that was the estimate, I believe. But there may be more than that.
We have to figure it out, yeah, so.
And I'm pretty adamant that pain, pre-hospital pain medication is a good thing, so.
I don't think so, do we? I think the motion includes buying the units and whatever fabrication has to be done to get them into the ambulance.
Will that have to be inspected? I mean, is there some kind of inspection that would have to happen if, say, Dennis, nothing against Dennis, but if someone installs that and it's not built for that, is there anything that, or not? I'm just asking.
I think you just don't reinvent the wheel. Find out what other places do and what kind of liability they have, and do they need insurance riders to cover the, you know, the extra liability. And I mean, there'll be someone that says, this is how you keep it safe, and we just follow their lead.
Yeah, I think we'd get direction from Wheeled Coach in terms of, I mean, brackets. We're not the first ambulance carrying nitrous oxide in an older ambulance, so certainly we want to adhere to the transportation standards. So that's where our next step would be.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any rush to start doing this, you know, two weeks.
I know this would be the first ambulance in Wyoming to use it, to my knowledge. So,
seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe so.
Do you want to approve this, or do you want to wait?
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. It's approved. Jim's getting tired.
Yeah, where is it at?
Okay. I had down this payroll tax thing. I have a question about it. I know we approved it, but what it would be is the payroll taxes aren't, you can't use the payroll taxes to hand out this money from the Wyoming Hospital Association. So at our special meeting, we voted to approve KC's. We don't have anything to say about Buffalo EMS. They do their payroll, and that's how that works. But I wondered about it, and what I understand is that Article 16, Section 6A of the Constitution prohibits things like donations and things like that to corporations and I'll just read it. Loan of credit, donations prohibited, works of internal improvement. Neither the state nor any county, city, township, towns, school district, or any other political subdivision shall loan or give its credit or more donations to or in aid of an individual, association, or corporation except for necessary support of the poor. When I talked to the I visited a little bit with the Department of Audit, and I think this, since it's not budgeted, is pretty much a donation to Buffalo EMS to pay their payroll taxes for this funding. So I felt like I needed to bring it up just to see what the board thinks, or if we...
I think we should be... We have voted to pay it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay theirs. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. If it gets picked up by somebody, we ask them to pay them back or something.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. I wouldn't dare do too. Just take the risk.
We got in trouble when we prepaid KC when they did the audit. I don't think me as being a board member that wants to get in trouble after I'm off the board.
Yeah, probably the biggest threat is the auditor.
The new board.
Biggest threat would be the auditor picking it up and pointing it out. But
that's what I think too.
Okay.
I don't see it as quite the same thing, Mark, but I understand what you're saying, too.
It's how you interpret it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, very...
You asking me for a comment, official?
Well, yeah.
So, just so I understand, make sure we're all on the same page. What we're talking about is a grant coming from the state through the Hospital Association to EMTs. It's sort of a bonus retention pay, correct?
Mm-hmm.
For the two full-time district employees and the KC EMTs, it's not a problem. It just comes out of...
It'll come out of the rural health care district.
So you're going to have to amend your budget to do that,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. The problem that I see going, and there's ways around this. I don't think this is like a killer of the deal. I mean, I think I'd prefer you do it a different way, just to cover your bases, but I'll get to that in a second. What I would say is when you start, because we have a private contract, because the district has a private contract with Buffalo EMS, that particular portion of the Constitution kicks in. I do believe that. But, and that's what it's meant to do. I mean, if you read all the attorney, there's multiple attorney general opinions about that. This happens all the time. We've dealt with it at the county on lots of different issues, which is why I always make us have a contract, which you guys have a contract with Buffalo EMS. You cannot give money out as a public entity without a return of service, except the only exception is for the aid of the poor. And that's the last clause of that constitutional provision. So other than that, any money that leaves a governmental entity purse, so to speak, has to have a return of service. Something has to give back. And so we, you know, like the county pays 501c3s to do certain things for us. They support them, but they provide some sort of service in return. So I would say I'd feel more comfortable. I mean, I think you can pay it. Like, I think it's a legal expenditure, but I think you have to do it a different way. I think you either have to amend the contract, do an amendment to your contract, or I think we're about to renegotiate it. You just build it into the next contract. Because, it's an expenditure that Buffalo EMS didn't budget for.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the district didn't budget for, and I think it's something we can do. I just want to make sure the paperwork's done properly on it, I guess, to not only protect the five of you that are voted for it, but also Buffalo EMS. I mean, I think that'd be my preference, is to err on the side of caution, have it papered up, and have a reason why we did it. I'm not saying don't do it. I'd like to protect you all if we're going to do that. If we're going to follow through, which is fine, I'd rather we do it with a piece of paper. But I don't see anything wrong with
that. Would delay the money getting to Buffalo EMS until...
It might, but, I mean, they'll get it. They would get it. It's just we may just need to figure out some way to do it proper and legally, I guess.
So who draws that up?
I can draw you up a simple. I mean, we can do it one of two ways. I mean, we can, I think, and I wasn't at the last meeting, and I wasn't there for the discussion, so I don't know, you know, what the discussion was, whether it was just that because it wasn't an expenditure that Buffalo EMS was planning, that you were going to cover that.
As well as us.
Right, the district too. Just yours is probably
ours is
a lot smaller.
Not in the tens of thousands.
And so I guess the question is, are we returning, what are we getting in return? Or do you just want to build it into your next contract? It's a possibility.
When is that going to be?
This June. But there's an automatic.
Can we do this amendment now? Is that something you can draw up now?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me to do it now. Can that amendment also cover future events, a la like this one?
I don't know what future. I'd hate to do that,
yeah,
Scott, because I guess then we're just kind of crystal balling it, and I don't know if that's a good idea. But I guess I'd I can come up, I mean, it can be this long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
I think that sounds
not
good.
A problem. But if you're going to do it, I'd rather you, I guess I'd rather have it.
Well, does it require a motion by us or what? I make a motion that we have Barry draw that simple amendment, because he's got the wording already in his brain on it. And
pass it the next
I don't know about that at all.
You will.
I can figure something out. I guess my job is to protect
you guys.
Prove
it at the December meeting.
Right.
And then make it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll push it to the December meeting. Go from there. Okay. Is that
moving on? So that motion died, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dang.
Okay, so the other one I had on there is the ambulance licenses. So it's like Crosby, Casey Ambulance and Buffalo EMS have to renew their ambulance licenses, and they need a certificate of liability to do that, and things have changed. And Carrie, you wanted to talk to that?
Well, you know, usually starting in October of every year, we submit a renewal application. So Buffalo has one, but it's not Buffalo EMS. It's Johnson County Ambulance-Buffalo. The KC one is Johnson County Ambulance-KC. So this license, number 114, is your license. And it has all your ambulances listed, the equipment, the protocols, and so there's a $20 fee you've been paying once a year to renew that, and then just update information. I've submitted the updated information. Basically, it's the same thing. We just have to send a certificate of insurance. In years past, I've sent a certificate of insurance, and it's always expiring December 31st.
Yeah.
And they have allowed and said, okay, when you get your new certificate, they've issued us a license, but they said, when you get your new insurance certificate, give us a copy of that. Well, now they don't want to issue that certificate until we have a renewal. Well, the insurance expires January 1st.
Right.
So I asked Trevor, and I know Teresa has been in contact with Trevor, when can we get that renewal? Because the board needs to act on it at a December meeting in order to have a January 1st renewal. And so he was going to come up with the cost. I contacted the clerk at the state. She said that's absolutely fine. Middle of December, after the meeting, is time enough for us to get our business license.
That's what I was going to say. I talked with him too, and I think we'll be all right.
But your insurance carrier.
But now, did I hear you right that you're saying that the Rural Health Care District owns the licenses for Buffalo EMS?
No, Buffalo EMS has their own license.
That's.
But 114, it's been 114 for 20 years, and it's listed as a Rural Health Care District business license because you own the ambulances.
Yeah.
KC, that's the reason why.
Gotcha. Okay, so I think we're good there. Okay, new business employment structure for KC. So,
Madam, are we going to do the employee handbook? Or are you going to wait till December to do that?
Let's wait.
Why don't we have Barry hand the employment handbook out, and we can have the new board review that?
I think so.
We'll have Teresa get it to the new board members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be great. and I also want Carrie to look it over because she helped me with it a lot.
Yeah.
The last time we met on it, I've gone through and made all those changes, but I don't have a clean version. I just have a red line version, so you'll have to weed through all of that. And I brought copies for everybody.
So that handbook is only for KC?
Well, no.
Is it? No?
The employee part is only for KC, but there's policies, so it's called I mean, we named it, we talked about this the last time. It's called the Employee Handbook and Policy Manual. So
okay.
The policy stuff is going to apply
it's gonna
to
affect
Buffalo
both.
EMS people as well. The employee portion is only going to affect Crosby and whoever else happens to be working in KC. So.
Okay.
Yep. So it's both, but it's kind of mix and match in there. If you're an employee, part of it applies to you. If you're not an employee, only the... Let me back up. If you're an employee, it all applies to you. If you're Buffalo EMS, only the policy part would apply. If that makes sense. Because we decided to just kind of put it all together, so it's in one place for everybody to look at. So as vacation, salary, payroll type information in there, but then it also has our IT policy, we put the HIPAA policy in there, credit card use, all of that stuff.
Okay. All right.
And then we can go over, and at this point, obviously I feel more comfortable with the new board voting on it.
Yeah.
Let them get to lay their eyes on it.
Can't you, do you want to just leave them here and they'll find the easiest way to distribute them?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Barry. And Barry,
thank you for doing all
thanks
that work
for all appreciate the work you've done for this board. It's like pro bono.
You're welcome.
It's a load.
So it's huge. It saved this district a ton of money. So thank you for that. Okay. Now, employee structure for KC. Crosby has a proposal. I put those at your spots. Okay. Do you see that, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
And I have some other ones. Crosby, you want to... address this?
Most of this has to do with financial reasons. I mean, the district spends a lot of money on my salary, benefits, etc. If I was more considered part-time and just on a part-time salary, just kind of my job duties being the managerial to do those kind of things that a director does, and not the big part of that was to cover, way back when the start of the job was, you take care of and make sure calls get covered. We've handled that. We've got more people available. We're getting more people to do stuff. I'd rather utilize that money to say, hey, let's make sure all these other people are getting paid for their time versus me.
So, what you're saying is, and really, just so for history-wise, when Crosby and Michelle were hired, and especially Crosby, his direction was make this ambulance work down here and make sure there's somebody on call to take the calls when they come in, weekends, nights, holidays, the whole bit. And basically, that's the only direction Crosby really ended up with. There was... the board never really approved any kind of job description or anything, and so it was a little loosey-goosey, and Crosby has done that very well, and that, so he's been there for 3 years and accomplished what the board asked him to do, and now he's looking at changing this position from a full-time to a part-time, and he'll still do the managerial work and everything a director would need to do, but he'll go part-time. There won't be any benefits for him.
And then a ton of the work also with that, even that managerial, was the bills and the payroll and the stuff Michelle and I did, which Teresa's handling almost all of that now, so I mean, that workload isn't there.
So this says this proposed change. He would suggest that that his salary go to $2,000 per month with no benefits, and
I just threw that number out there. That's the one thing in this that I mean is 100% your guys' ballpark.
I see it as pretty generous, and it's not increasing the budget. It looks to me like it's a good deal all the way around. operation down there.
My question is, do we still need to have the title of director down there? And Crosby, you'll keep that title?
I'm still the director. I mean, okay.
That was my only question.
There has to be a director listed on our service license. Yep. And
that's what I thought.
And he'd still be handling all that.
Yep.
And then what would happen then, Crosby, if you, because he is a working director, so he goes on a lot of the calls. So if you go to part-time, then you'd want, I think we'd want to, I mean, is there an option to pay per call?
So that's been discussed with Michelle also, but nothing's ever come of it. I mean, mm-hmm. She does all of the other things that she does, and I know that came up, that the time she spends on the phone, on the computer, doing the other half of what I don't do is what she thinks her job is. She doesn't think she's paid to go on call. I, at this point, would agree with that.
Well, what, like, Michelle's, if there's not enough to do, like, full-time, where you're going to go part-time, and Michelle was doing the biggest share of the book work, does she have that? She wouldn't have that responsibility anymore, right?
No. But there's, it depends. I mean, it's month to month. Do the QA on all the reports, get all the billing stuff done, get whatever. I mean, Michelle's still basically doing all the payroll minus writing the checks, because she still has to generate everything that goes to Teresa for Teresa to write the checks. So she's still doing all the time cards, time sheets, tracking that, getting that done. I mean, you've seen our time cards, you know the kind of hours we put in. We're not.
Yeah. Jim?
I'd say in reality, all we need is a motion to agree to accept your proposal. Unless you want to discuss this further, let it to the new board, I don't care.
It says that he'd like to be able to change this starting December 1st. So our meeting in KC won't be until.
And mostly to just get it, if you agree to it now, then, I mean, call the county clerk, say at the end of the month, insurance is done, make the changes. I mean, I get paid the 1st of December for this month, would be at my current rate, then December 1, Teresa could change whatever.
Well, basically, the way I see it is we're still going to be completely covered in KC with our ambulance services. People are going to still be protected. We're going to make our calls. However, Crosby will make sure that happens, and it's going to be to our benefit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I make a motion that we do it at this point. Second. We can always reassess it down the road.
Yeah, motion and a second.
Okay, all those in any other discussion?
I have a question. Am I allowed to have a question or not?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, number one, I don't know what document you're looking at for the public.
You want to give
to review.
I don't know that they need to.
What is your current salary, or what is it going down to? If
5 to 2,
isn't it?
And then is that?
That's good.
Then would you be on call a certain amount of time for that 2,000 and go on calls? Or are you going to want paid per call and paid, and same thing, because we give Michelle a salary, part-time salary, but she goes on every call and she doesn't get the calls that she's available on. I'm just asking what, you have one paramedic down in KC, what's the availability of you going on calls?
Same as it's always been.
Okay, there's a motion on.
But wait, what is it? The same as it always been. What is that?
I work 22 24-hour days in July. I work 22 24-hour days in August. I work 24 24-hour days in September. I work 27 24-hour days in October.
Well, that was just the calls. You go on calls, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and still would.
The most of anybody.
And you still would.
Yep. Because I'm still going to be there every day doing what I need to do.
Right.
The problem is the expectation is that I'm there 7 days a week. That's part of what I'm trying to break.
So this, and this 2,000 cuts what you're getting now in half.
More than half. I just put a number out there, Marilyn.
So I guess we can go back at our next meeting and I don't know.
Or when the new contracts come out, new budgets and everything.
We could make the motion that.
We will, I guess, but.
We could make the motion that we're willing for Crosby to go part-time. We can look at the dollar amount he's cutting is going to, I guess.
He's promoting that he will do it for $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
So that's what he said. That's what the motion is.
I'm going to be available.
And he's kind of described his job description.
Yep. So we have a motion on the floor.
Hey, Marilyn.
Yes, Marie?
Marilyn. The only question I had about that, and I'm not questioning at all that Crosby puts his time in, I just was wondering if it could be more definitive as to what exactly he would be doing, you know, in his job description for that.
It says in the second paragraph, the duties of the part-time position will be administrative, which can be done a few hours a day. These duties include scheduling, reviewing water reports, preparing reports for billing, training, he does the training and the scheduling for that, prepare vouchers and bills for the board meeting, maintain building and equipment. And that's kind of a short list, and then he will go on calls as needed. And what else, Crosby? Marie, do you want it?
How? You know, back to it's anything that comes up. I'm still the first phone call for everybody for everything.
So on the training side, though, like I know you do EMT training. That's the kind of training you're talking about.
Well, we have our monthly continuing education training.
But if you need new EMTs,
this spring is when we get our EMT class up and running, we'll be doing all that stuff.
Right.
So what exactly do you want him to?
Well, I don't have that right in front of me. I don't know, just the first one that I saw didn't appear to be real definitive, and you know what his call schedule looked like and everything like that. But like I said, I'm not arguing the fact that he puts in tons of time. I'm just wondering, you know, for down the road and documentation purposes, if it, you know, and maybe that does have enough detail.
We have a motion on the floor. I'd like to call for the question unless there's more discussion.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Well, motion carries, and Crosby, I guess if you can put a little more detail together. He's been working for 3 years without a job description, and he's done one. Not that that's appropriate.
On 24/7.
That's appropriate, but hopefully we'll have that done.
Well, I not that I don't think it's appropriate. I'm just thinking for future reference. If, you know, at some point Crosby decides he doesn't want to do that, then we would have in documentation what that part-time position detail was. I'm not being critical or picking at anything. I just was thinking for future documentation.
And I think we can get a little more detail once we see when we, I think we can do that, Marie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so.
Comment.
Maybe Crosby can make a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 list. Okay, this is the...
Hey, Marilyn, before we go on that, do we want a copy of what he says his job description is for the handbook?
Well, yeah, there's things in the hand...
That was my question to Barry.
Madam Chairman, typically you would not put the job description okay. in the handbook. That'd be a separate
okay.
document.
Just one clarification.
But I mean, I think it's worth having that,
yeah.
but I would not put it within the handbook because those change more frequently than you probably want your handbook to change, okay. I guess.
Thank you, Barry.
So we'll work on getting that. Okay, the last thing on the agenda under new business is the past records. So we talked about moving the records since Carrie and there's no official office now for the Rural Healthcare District. When that was terminated, then we talked about what are we going to, you know, we need to get records. We get, and I'm like, well, how far back do we go with the records? And I'm, you know, what records do we need? And that sort of thing. So I threw that on there, and we can table that till the next meeting if y'all want to.
Yeah, I move we table that till the next meeting.
Yeah, okay. All right. Is there any new business?
Hey, I got something. And this is my last official act, but I texted that firewall thing to our IT specialist, and I said, do we have separate firewalls in all our branches? And the answer is no. We have a firewall that sits over our entire network and includes all branches. So
I think you have a network. We don't.
A network. Can we not network? And would it be cheaper?
Don isn't here, but I bet you it costs you a lot more.
You think?
Yeah,
well, okay. All right.
I think that's just, I know diddly squat, but about IT stuff, but I think what he was getting at was that you're dealing with multiple networks. And law enforcement's on their own network. These guys are on their own network, and KC's on its own network. And what you're really building is a firewall to cover the tunnel, what he called the tunnel.
That everybody's connected to.
That's right. You're not building a firewall around your network. You're building a firewall around the transportation mode between the networks.
Okay.
All right.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Public comment. Okay.
I move adjourned.
Hearing none.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Aye.
And thank you guys for your service on the
yeah.
board.
It's been a ride.
You adjourned?
It's been a ride.
Can you stand on your
yeah, thanks. Yeah.